With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The White House working on an international response to Iran.
President Biden convened a meeting with leaders of the G7 nations after Iran's attack on Israel. The meeting of G7 leaders was to work out a coordinated diplomatic response to Iran's first ever direct attack into Israel. A statement was released condemning the barrage of drones and missiles.
That's Jackie Quinn reporting. U.S. assisted Israel in shooting down dozens of drones and missiles fired by Iran Saturday. Israeli authorities say 99% of the inbound weapons were shot down without causing any significant damage. U.S. officials say that despite the high interception rate, Iran's intent was to destroy and cause casualties, and if that was successful, the strikes would have caused an uncontrollable escalation across the Mideast. Also at SRNNews.com, a police officer and several bystanders are being hailed for running towards danger to confront the attacker who stabbed and killed six people at a suburban Sydney shopping center. The shopping mall, one of Australia's busiest, was the hub of activity Saturday afternoon when a 40-year-old man used a knife to kill five women and one man. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says Australians need to band together to support one another in the aftermath.
Try to deal with the shock and trauma that will come with what has occurred, with violent actions that are unspeakable and really just beyond comprehension. People going about their Saturday afternoon shopping should be safe.
The man also injured at least a dozen others before police shot and killed him. Not even close at Augusta, Scottie Scheffler is the Masters champion for the second time in 3 years. SRN News. Americans seem to be quitting religion.
According to the Public Religion Research Institute, two-thirds of people who have abandoned faith of any kind say they did so because they just don't believe anymore. About half of those who have chosen to become religiously unaffiliated also say they had a problem with biblical teaching on homosexuality, pledging their allegiance to the LGBT agenda over faith. Religiously unaffiliated people are about 26% of the U.S. population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
By a unanimous vote, the NAIA, the governing body for mostly small colleges covering about 83,000 athletes in the country, announced a policy banning males from competing against females. The league's Council of Presidents says all sports, quote, include some combination of strength, speed, and stamina, providing competitive advantages for males. A growing number of states are also banning males in female sports. This is SRN News. The airline industry is going to the dogs.
A dog-friendly airline will launch out of New York next month. Starting May 23rd, Bark, which is the company behind BarkBucks, will offer bi-monthly charter flights to Los Angeles and London. One-way tickets to Los Angeles cost $6,000 per human-dog pair and $8,000 for a trip to the UK. The company says more routes will be added soon. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
New York lawmakers are considering rat birth control over poison as a kinder alternative to drive down the population of the vermin. A city council member says the contraceptives are more ethical and humane than other methods. Some lawmakers are considering a statewide ban on glue traps. One exterminator says a ban would have unforeseen consequences on other pest management, including insects. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.